这时候我就请郭牧师上台来为我们传讲今早的信息。他所要讲的题目是：你会遵守那忍耐的道吗？
Good morning, greetings to everyone in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家早上好，奉救主耶稣基督的圣名向大家来问安。
Why did God call the Bible the patient word?
神为什么把圣经称为是那忍耐的道？
This is taken from the first part of verse 10.
那这是取自第十节的第一个部分。
The word of God is easy to obey initially.
那神的话语开始的时候是容易的来遵行。
The first step is always the instruction and the clear explanation of God's word.
那第一个步骤都时刻都是首先是清楚的来指示，那清楚的来解释那话语。
Many of us have no problem accepting God's word at that level.
我们当中许多的人都来就是在那样的一个程度里来接受神的话语都没有困难。
Is that not why we come to church to hear God's word?
那这岂不是我们为何就是来到教堂当中，来到教会的里面来聆听神的话语吗？
People who do not come to church, they're basically saying, I don't want to listen to God's word.
那那些不愿意来教会的人，那他们基本上就是说我不需要，也不愿意来听神的话语。
Great multitude follow the Lord Jesus Christ because of his word as well.
有许多的人就是跟随着主耶稣基督的来愿意的来聆听他的话语。
Of course, they also follow because of the miracles.
当然，他们的跟随也是因着看见有神迹。
But after we have said Amen to God's word, what comes next?
当我们就是听见神的话语，我们说阿门的时候，那之后我们做什么呢？
All of us will continue to go on with life.
那我们每一个人都回到生活当中。
And in the course of our lives, we are going to encounter many challenges.
那就在我们生活的当中，那我们就会来遇到许许多多的挑战。
These challenges will include difficult circumstances and people.
那这一些的挑战会包括一些难处理的状况，那还有一些难应对的人。
And there will be circumstances that are related to what we have said, Amen to God's word, a few weeks earlier.
那当中就是会有一些事情就会跟我们在几个星期前听到神的话语的时候阿们的那些事情是一样的。
Now, the second part of obedience to God's word must be applied.
这时候那就是关于遵守神话语的第二个步骤，那就应当被应用出来。
Your mind already said, I obey, I agree.
你的脑海思维已经是说我同意，我要来遵行。
Now your heart and your life must obey.
那这时候你的心你的生命必须来遵行。
Now the circumstance is such that you are required to either obey or disobey.
那这时候的状况，那你要不是要来遵行，那你就是要来违背。
For example, the Bible says, the just shall live by faith.
那举个例子，那圣经说义人必因信来得生。
You say, I agree, I must live by faith.
那你说我同意，我要就是凭着信心来活。
I will trust God and God alone to provide for myself and my family.
那我要单单的来信靠神，单单信靠神来供应我和我家人的需用。
3 months later, you lost your job.
那三个月后，你失去了你的工作。
How you're going to react and respond to the loss of your job will reveal whether you're going to live by faith or not.
那你是怎么样的来就是做出反应？当你失去你的工作，那就能够显出那你是否是真的愿意来遵行神的话语。
It was very easy for us to say amen when we continue to have a job.
当我们仍然保有我们的工作的时候，我们是很容易的来对神的话语来说阿们。
When you still have savings, it's still not so bad. You can still exercise faith.
那如果你还有一些积蓄，储蓄，那你事情还不是那么糟糕，你仍然能够凭信心来应对。
3 months later, your savings are depleting. Your letters that you sent out, no response of new jobs.
那三个月后，你的积蓄快要用尽了，那你一直发出的信件都一直没有听到任何的回应。
Your savings will now sustain you for the next 3 months only.
那你所有的积蓄只能够维持你多三个月而已。
Now you begin to realize whether you have really been living by faith or have not been living by faith.
那这时候你就是来意识到说你到底真的是凭信心来活，还是你没有凭信心来活。
Your family will be able to see how you react in faith or in fear.
那你的家人就会来看到，那你是怎么样的反应，是凭着信心来回应，还是惧怕的来回应。
Will you remain calm and continue to have peace in your heart?
你是否仍然是会保持冷静，那在心里面是平定的。
Another 2 months passed.
再过了两个月。
You have 1 month of saving left.
你剩下一个月的积蓄。
How would you feel?
你会有什么感受呢？
It was so easy to say amen to God's word 6 months ago, wasn't it?
在六个月前来对神的话语来说阿们是那么样的容易，不是吗？
Now you are tested within your heart. That's what it means to call it the patient word.
那这时候你就是在内心里面来受到考验，那这也就是为什么把这称为忍耐的道。
Just when you thought that your savings are about to run out,You receive a phone call out of the blue.
就当你以为说你的积蓄就快用完了，那你就是在无意之间就接收到那一通电话。
You went for the interview. You got a job immediately, just before your 1 month of saving ran out.
你去面试，那你就马上得到。就是受聘得到那份工作，那就是在就是你继续只剩下一个月的时候。
You have just learned the importance of the patient word.
那你刚刚就学习到那这忍耐的道的重要性。
That was what happened to the Christians in the church in Philadelphia.
那这正是在那腓拉铁菲教会里的信徒他们所遭遇的。
This was church number 5. It was a church with only commendation.
那这是第五个教会，那在这个教会里唯一领受到的是赞赏。
Will you keep the patient word like the Christians in the church in Philadelphia?
你会遵守那忍耐的道，就像这些在腓拉铁菲教会里的信徒吗？
The Apostle John gave us 3 strong arguments why we all must keep the patient word.
那使徒约翰，那他就给我们三个重要的因素，要让我们知道说为什么我们需要来 遵守那忍耐的道。
And these three arguments are also the three ways to teach us how to keep the patient word all our lives.
那这三点也是教导我们是要怎么样遵守忍耐的道，那一生都这样的来遵守。
All our lives means all our lives.
那我们的一生，意思就是我们的一生。
Circumstances will change, but your conviction of heart in keeping obeying God's word must remain constant.
那状况的周围的状况可能会改变，但是你就是这样的来愿意来遵循这神的话语的这样的一个信念，那必须是保持不变。
First, know who is the one who called his word my patient word.
那首先要来知道说是哪一位把这道称为是忍耐的道。
Jesus Christ introduced himself in verse 1 as the Almighty Sovereign God.
耶稣基督他自我介绍在第七节他 在第一节他介绍说自己就是那全能的神。
To the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write, These things said he that is holy, that is Christ, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth.
你要写信给腓拉铁菲的教会的使者说， 那圣洁真实拿着大卫的钥匙，开了就没有人能关，关了就没有人能开的。说。There
are no accidents in the believer's life.
在信徒的生命中是没有意外的。Every
circumstance in your life, including the difficult ones, they come from God.
那在你生活之中所遭遇的状况，那包括那些 困难的光景，他们都是从神来的。
You did not lose your job because of the economic downturn in the world.
那你并不是因为这世界的经济滑落萧条而以至于你失去了职业。
You did not lose your job because your boss fired you.
那你也不是因为你的老板他把你 开除了，你失去了你的职业。You
did not lose your job because of the sickness.
你也不是因为患上疾病，所以才失去职业。God
was the one who removed you. No one else.
唯有就是神，他把你从那里挪移，没有别的人能够这么做。Your
boss, the sickness, the downturn in the world's economy are all the instruments that God used to remove you.
那你的老板，你的疾病，那这世界的经济的状况，只不过是神所使用的那样的一个管道来让你来经历这一切。
Isn't that what verse 7 means?
那这岂不是第七节所说的吗？
If God or the Lord were to open, no man can shut. If the Lord Jesus Christ shut, no man can open.
那若主耶稣基督他开了的就没有人能关，他关了的就没有人能开。
And the Lord Jesus Christ is holy and he is true. He will never, never do anything that will hurt you. He will not do anything that will not be truthful.
那主耶稣基督他也是圣洁真实的，他是会 照着真实实况来实行一切，那他所做的一切都必定是真实的。
To have the key of David means God is the one who opens and closes doors in every human being's life.
那拥有大卫的钥匙，那也就是意味着说神是那位能够来在人生命当中来开启 或者是来关闭任何一道门的人。
David was the king of Israel.
大卫是以色列的君王。
To hold the keys of David means Jesus Christ is the King of the world, the King of Kings.
那这要来拥有或者是掌握着大卫的钥匙，那意思就是说，那耶稣基督他是君王，他是那万王之王。
Every human being on earth, they are under Christ's control.
每一个在地面上的每一个人都是在基督的掌管底下。
Do you know this God who called the Bible his patient word?
你认识这位神吗？这位把圣经称为是忍耐的道的这位神。
Know that the doctrine of God's sovereignty is the most comforting doctrine in times of trials.
要来知道说那神的主权这样的一个教义是在以磨难在困难光景中最重要的一个教义。
All these trials include sicknesses, work situation, every situation in life that may be considered as painful and difficult.
那这些的磨练就包括疾病包括工作的状况，包括任何一个的状况，任何是被看为是很不容易、非常困难棘手的状况。
This includes the aches and pains that you experience when you grow old.
那这也包括当你年老衰弱的时候身体所感受到的各样的酸痛。
The sovereignty of God is above every experience that you have on this earth.
神的主权，那是在你在这地面上所经历的一切之上。
God can cause all of us to age and grow old into whatever age he wants, without aches, without pain.
神能够来使到我们每一个人就是能够来成长，那就是在那样的一个年岁里面根本就是没有任何的酸痛疾病。
Moses was 120 years old in our time, and his eyes were not dim, and his body was not weak.
那摩西他是活到120岁的时候，那他就他的眼睛都还没有昏花，他的身体都还没有就是衰落。
The people before the time of the global flood lived 800-900 years in the same body that we have.
在就是大就是这个洪水之前的人他们能够就是在我们跟我们同样的这个身体里面存留到八九百岁。
So hold on to the patient word.In whatever aches and pains and whatever circumstance you may be going through right now, because you know your Heavenly Father is in absolute control.
因此那就是要来守住那忍耐的道。那无论你是在经历怎样的状况，即使是你在身体疼痛、酸痛、病痛的当中，那我们知道说我们的神他掌管一切，他主权治理一切。
In the context of the church in Philadelphia, they face dangerous and difficult people to their faith.
是至于这腓拉铁菲教会的这些信徒，他们所面对的，那就是他们在信仰上遭遇这样的一些不就是这样一些难以应对的人。
They face persecution.
他们面对逼迫。
So the Bible tells us the second argument and the second way to keep obeying the patient word from verse 8 to verse 10 is to know your Christian impact.
那在第八到第十节，那圣经就告诉我们说要来遵守这忍耐的道。那的第二点，那就是告诉我们说，让我们来想到说，基督徒能够产生的影响。
When you are strong in the Lord, when you are able to hold on to the patient word, there are people around you who will be encouraged and be strengthened in the faith.
那你若 是在神的话语上刚强，你若是能够持守这个忍耐的道，那我们知道说在我们生命中就是会有一些人会受到影响，那以至于他们因着这样得到鼓舞，得到刚强。
There will also be sinners who will become Christians because they see how you hold on to the patient word.
那也有一些罪人他们也因着看见那你是怎么样的持守着忍耐的道，以至于他们也来转身来归向耶稣基督。
I know thy works, verse 8 says, Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it.For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name.
那第八节这么说，我知道你的行为，你列为有一点力量，也曾遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。看啊，我在你面前给你一个敞开的门，是无人能关的。
True obedience to God's word is always in the face of persecution.
真实的来遵循神的话语，那时刻都是在面对逼迫的时候。
They continue to trust in the Lord, serve the Lord, and live in holiness despite the persecution.
当他们就是面对逼迫的时候，他们仍然是那样的来守住，来遵循神的话语。
They have little strength simply means they do not have connection to powerful people. They do not have lots of money, but they have the Lord Jesus Christ on their side.
那在这里说的略有一点力量，那意思是说他们就是没有那些有财有势的人来帮助他们，单单的就是有主耶稣基督的帮助。
And they kept on obeying God's word, and they will not bring shame to the name of Christ.No matter how they were persecuted.
那他们就是时刻的遵守着神的真道，那他们是即使是无论是遭遇什么样的逼迫，他们都不会放弃，不会离弃。
Look at what the Lord Jesus Christ will do to them in verse 9.
那我们来看第九节，主耶稣会怎么样的来对待他们呢？
But I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews.And are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved them.
那第九节，那撒旦一会的自称是犹太人，其实不是犹太人，乃是说谎的。我要使他们来在你脚前下拜，也使他们知道我是已经爱了你。爱你了。
Do you know what that means?
你知道那是什么意思吗？
That means they will become Christians, isn't it?
那意思说他们会成为基督徒，不是吗？
First part of verse 9 describes them as the persecutors.
那在第九节的上半段是描述他们是那逼迫人的。
I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved them.Isn't that the description of a believer?
那我使他们来，那在你脚前下拜，要使他们知道我是已经爱你的。那这岂不是说到说他们成为了基督徒吗？
Because the word know that I have loved them is experiential knowledge.
那在那里所说的知道我已经爱他们的，那这就是所说的是那有。经历的这样的一个知识
That means by your persevering holding on to God's patient word, the sinners, your persecutors, may become Christians and know how much God loved them by your love for them.
那就是当你持守着神的道，那即使是被他们来逼迫的时候，那借着这样，那就让他们看到说，那神是怎样的就是接着你来爱他们。
Because the more they persecute you, the more kindness and love you show toward them.
那因为他们越是来逼迫你，那你越是来显出 那对他们的爱。
Remember God's servant by the name of Stephen.
啊，还记得神的仆人斯提凡吗？
He preached an amazing, powerful message in the book of Acts.
那在使徒行传里记载说他就是传讲了那就是大有能力的道。
He was one of the seven godly men whom God had appointed to assist the apostles in the early church.
那他是神使用来协助初期教会使徒们的那七个近亲的人。
At the end of that long and wonderful, powerful sermon, they stoned him to death.
当他传讲了那样的一个美妙那样的一个大有能力的真道之后，那些人却把他用石头把他打死。
Just before he died, he prayed to God, and the people who stoned him heard his prayer.
那就在他临死之前他就向神来祷告祈求，那些逼迫他的人听见他的祷告。
Did he pray for fire and brimstone to come down and destroy those who stoned him?
他是不是来祷告求神降下硫磺的火来把这些用石头打他的人来消灭吗？
That was not what God's word taught him.
那不是神的话语教导他的。
God taught him to pray for those who despitefully use you. God taught him to keep on loving them and keep on forgiving them.
那神的话语教导他，那就是继续的来为着那些逼迫的人来祷告，为着那些就是利用他的人来就是爱他们，来帮助他们。
And so before he died, he prayed to God the Father to forgive them.
那因此在他临死之前，他就向天父来祷告，就是求天父饶恕这些人。
Very similar to what the Lord also prayed when he was on the cross, to forgive them, for they did not know what they were doing.
那就像我们的主在十架上这样的祷告，那就是求神来饶恕这些人，因为他们不知道他们在做什么。
There was a young man who stood there who watched and heard everything.
在当中就有这个少年人就在那里站在那里，他听到了这一切。
He held on to the garments of those who stoned Stephen to death.
他是帮助那些用石头打死斯提凡的人来帮助他们来就是照顾来拿着照顾他们的外衣。
And soon after this incident, on his way to Damascus to arrest more Christians, the Lord Jesus Christ saved him.
那这位少年人当他在不久后，那当他就是走在这大马色的路上，要去到那里，要来缉捕，要来逼迫这其他基督徒的时候，那神主耶稣就让他来遇见。
I'm sure the way that Stephen kept held on to the patient word impacted, softened the heart of Saul before he became Paul the apostle.
我深信这斯提凡他就是因为他那样的守住那忍耐的道，那这件事情影响了这扫罗，那软化他的心，以至于他后来成为基督徒，成为保罗。
For the young man who held on to the garments of those who stoned Stephen heard and seen howStephen held on to the patient word, and I'm sure it impacted his life.
因为那位少年人，当他为着这些用石头来要来攻击斯提凡的的人的衣服的时候，那他为他们看守的时候，他也看见也听见斯提凡他是怎么样的来守住这忍耐的道。那这一切，我相信都影响了他。
Because when you and I submit ourselves to God's word and hold on to God's word, is that not what the Lord Jesus Christ also did by obeying God's word and holding on to the very end?
因为如果你我就是不但是听主的道，那更是守住主的道，那么这岂不是我们的主他也是这样的，他就是抓住主的道， 一直守住天父的旨意，直到最后。
That's why your Christian impact has the power of God in that impact.
那因此你的基督徒的见证是有这样的一个影响力的。
Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth.
你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下人受试炼的时候保守你，免去你的试炼。
That means all of us will also have to endure like the Christians in the time of the Apostle John.
那也意味着说我们每一个人也都需要来就是来持守，来忍受，那就像使徒约翰时候的这些基督徒一样。
And I've seen this throughout church history, have you not too?
我也看见在教会历史当中就是看见这样的事情你岂不也看见同样的事情吗？
Generations of believers of old have kept the word of patience of the Lord Jesus Christ.
历世历代的这些先贤先辈他们都持守就是主耶稣基督的真道。
And God has kept them and impacted their lives in the lives of so many people.
那神保守着他们，那让他们的生命来影响的许许多多的人。
Will you and I in this present generation keep on holding to the same patient word that our forefathers kept for our blessing?
那你我在这个世代里的信徒，你我是否也能够来持守这正道？那这些是我们的先贤先辈所保守下来赐给我留给我们的。
I'm sure all born again believers would want to have this impact.
那我相信每一个重生得救的信徒都愿意能够来有这样的一个影响力。
How can you call yourself a child of God and not want to have this impact?
那你怎么能够自称是神的儿女，如果你不愿意有这样的影响力？
To me, that is impossible.
那对我来说，那是不可能的。
How can a person who has experienced the deliverance from death, from sin, from hell, and have a place in heaven, not want the same for their loved ones, for their children?
那一个人如果能够从最终从地狱永恒刑罚被救拔出来，能够进入天堂，那如果一个人真实经历这些，他怎能不愿意来把这个也给他的孩子，他亲爱的家人亲友呢？
Know that your relationship with Christ, how you keep God's word will impact your children and the people in your life.
要知道说你是怎么样的，你跟主耶稣基督的关系，你怎么样的来持守主的真道，这会影响你跟你的家人、你的孩子，还有你生命中的其他的人这会影响他们。
The impact can bring about salvation experience, or the impact can be negative and bring about the condemnation experience.
那这样的一个影响是可以是正面的就是让他们来蒙恩得救。那这个影响也可以是负面的，那就是驱使到他们就是走入永恒的灭亡，进入刑罚。
So parents, what is your emphasis in your child or children's life?
因此身为父母，那你在你的儿女的身上，那你所就是在意的，你应该强调的是些什么呢？
Do you want to impact them for God or impact them for gold?
那你要来影响他们，为着神来影响他们，还是为着金钱来影响他们？
You want to impact them for gold? Emphasize education, and education is the most important thing in their lives.
那你要影响为着金钱来影响他们，那你就应该专注于就是他们的教育，因为教育这是最对的地面上的生活来讲是最重要的。
But bear in mind, There are a lot of billionaires who are now spending eternity in hell.
但是你要警惕，你要知道说。 那有许多千万富翁，他们这时候在地狱里来承受那永恒的痛苦。
But impact them for Christ, then emphasize their spiritual life and be holy just as your Lord is holy in your relationship at home, fathers and mothers.
那如果你要来影响，为着基督，为着神来影响他们，那你就应当强调的就是他们属灵。 的需要，让我们就是在各处都就是活出基督的样式来影响他们。
Just as the Lord said, He will turn those who are against the church in Philadelphia to make them Christians. He can do the same to everyone in your life.
那就像主说，他能够使到这些逼迫腓拉铁非教会的这些人，让他成为基督徒，他也能够来使到任何人转而归信耶稣基督。
And to help us keep the word of patience, God gives us the third reason from verse 11 to verse 13.
帮助我们来持守神这忍耐的道，那主他就在第十一到十三节，那给我们第三个方面。The
first argument and the first way is to remember God's sovereignty.
那第一点是要来纪念到神的主权。The
second is to remember your Christian impact, how great it is.
那第二方面就是要来记得你 做基督徒的影响力，那是有何等的巨大
！And to maintain and to keep obeying God's word all our lives, remember the Christian hope.
那要来持续，要来不断的来在一生之中来守住这忍耐的道，那我们就是必须有基督徒的那样的一个盼望。
Jesus says, Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown.
主耶稣说，我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。
Whatever trial you endure, there will be an end one day.
你所面对的任何的试炼，那它都会有朝一日都会结束。
What is waiting for you is the crown of life, the crown of righteousness with your name on it.
那等候着你的就是那生命的冠冕，那公义的冠冕，那在冠冕上会有你的名字。
It fits only your head. No one else can wear it. It's yours.
那只能够由你来穿戴，适合你来穿戴，没有别人能够来穿戴。
But you have to keep on obeying God's patient word.
而你却是需要持续的来遵守神忍耐的道。
That's what Jesus says in verse 12.
那就是耶稣他在第十二节所说的。
Him that overcometh, will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, that is heaven. And I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is the new Jerusalem, your eternal home, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name.
在十二节，主说，得胜的我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子。 他也不再从那里出来，那地方就是天堂。那我要将我的名，我神的名和我神圣，我神城的名，那是新的耶路撒冷，那并我新的名写在他上面。
God will make sure that the whole world knows that you are his child. You belong to him.
那神要让全世界都知道说你是他的儿女，你是属他的。
Do you know in your heart that you belong to God?
你内心里面是不是知道说自己是属神的呢？
God paid a heavy price to purchase us.
那神他为了买赎我们，他付了那重价。
The price God the Father paid was the blood of His only begotten Son.
那天父他所付的那代价是他的独生爱子的宝血。Do
you have this hope, this certainty of what the Lord Jesus Christ described in verses 11 and 12? Of everyone who is born again, this is your future.
那你是否是有这样的个盼望，这样的个期盼？那这是主耶稣所描述的，那是在第十一、十二节所描述的这样的一个盼望，那是为着每一个重生得救的基督徒而设的。You
have to know this right now.
你这时刻就应当来知道。This
is what all of us need as part of the assurance of salvation.
那这是我们每一个人都必须拥有的，那是就是得救确据之一。Hope
is not defined as wishful thinking.
盼望不是那样的一些妄想。Hope
in the Bible is certainty.
在圣经里所说的盼望，那是确实的，必定成就的。
A certainty that is anchored in God's power and sovereignty.
那样的一个确定，那样的一个肯定是基于神的主权，神的能力。
A certainty that is anchored in God's faithfulness, the God who cannot lie.
那这是基于神的信实，那是那位不说谎。
That's why you have to experience this and know this right now, so that in the future it will become a reality.
那因此你必须在这个时候，这个时候就知道，好叫将来，这会来兑现，来成为事实。
So will you keep the patient word of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible?
因此你会来。 就是遵守那忍耐的道，就是圣经神的话语吗？
I pray you will say yes.
那我的祷告祈求是期望着说，你会说是的。
Because you know your heavenly Father is all sovereign and powerful.
因为你知道你天上的父他是就是全能的，他是无所不能的。
Because you understand the amazing blessing that your Christian life can impact the lives of others.
因为你知道说，你基督徒的生命是有何等奇妙的影响力，会怎么样的来影响其他的。
And you desire to keep God's patient word all the days of your life because of the Christian hope that you have in Christ Jesus.
而且你也因着，就是在基督里所拥有的这样的一个。 这样的一个盼望，以至于你愿意持续不断的来持守神的真道。Will
you say yes to the Lord Jesus Christ right now?
你会不会对主耶稣基督来就是回应说是的？Because
Jesus says to you, He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches.
那这时候就这样的来回应，那因为主耶稣他在这里说，那凡有耳可听的，有耳的就应当听，那这是圣灵向众教会说的。If
your heart is touched and you are convicted, it is the Holy Spirit who is now convicting you. Please say yes. I will keep God's patient word all the days of my life.
如果你的内心受到感动，那这是圣灵在你内心来动工来感动你，那你必须，请你就真的是来这样的来回应说，是的，我要来持守，要一生都来持守这忍耐的道。Let
us pray. 我们一起来祷告。 Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father.
我们满有恩典、满有慈爱的圣天父。
You know our heart.
你知道我们的内心。
For you know us better than we know ourselves.
因为你知道我们 多过于我们自己知道自己。
May thou be merciful once again this morning to take the word of everlasting life and to sanctify every heart for Jesus' sake.
求主在今早晨再一次的向我们众人来施恩，让主用你的话语在我们内心里面来动工。
May thou strengthen the resolve of every child of thine.
求主来就是刚强来加强每一个主你儿女的心。
And fill us all with thy Holy Spirit, enabling us to keep thy patient word all the days of our lives.
求主这圣灵来充满我们每一个人，让我们能够来持守主你那忍耐的道，一生都这样子来持守。
May thy Holy Spirit bring to remembrance what we have learned this morning, that thou art almighty, and how our lives can impact others for Christ, and we must do so with hope in our heart.
求主的圣灵来帮助我们，让我们能够来记起，那我们必须就是来持守真道，因为主你是那蛮有主权的神，那主也帮助我们让我们都有这样的一个盼望来继续也知道我们的生命是会有怎么样的影响，那也让我们存着盼望来持守这真道。
In Jesus most precious and holy name we give thanks and pray.
奉靠耶稣基督最宝贵神圣的圣名我们感恩祷告。
阿们
阿们。